服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年12月29日，星期日。我们今天又非常非常的荣幸的邀请到了我们深爱着的 Krishna Baladev Prabhu，我们敬爱的阿叔，为我们讲述今天的圣殿波迦瓦坛的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So you continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, the second canto. Chapter 7, Scheduled Incarnations with Specific Functions. Today we read from text 33 to 35.
我们今天呢阅读圣殿波迦瓦坛第二篇第七章起特殊作用的化身。我们今天要阅读的诗节是第33到第35诗节。
Okay, we read just the Sanskrit for the 33.
我们只是读第33诗节的梵文。
Kridan.
Kridam
Vane
Vane
Nishi
Nishi
Nishakara
Nishakara
Rashmigoryam
Rashmigoryam
Kridam Vane Nishi Nishakara Rashmigoryam
Kridam Vane Nishi Nishakara Rashmigoryam
Rasa Unmukha
Rasa Unmukha
Kalapadayata
Kalapadayata
Muchitena
Muchitena
Rasa Unmukha Kalapadayata Muchitena
Rasa Unmukha Kalapadayata Muchitena
Udipita
Udibeda
Smararujam
Smararujam
Vrajavrit
Vrajavrit
Vadunam
Vadunam
Udipita Smararujam Vrajavrit Vadunam
Udipita Smararujam Vrajavrit Vadunam
HartuHartu Harishyati
Harishyati
Shira
Shira
Danada Anugasya
Danada Anugasya
Hartu Harishyati Shiro Danada Anugasya
Hartu Harishyati Shiro Danada Anugasya
Kritam Vane Nishi Nishakara Rasmin Gauryam
Kritam Vane Nishi Nishakara Rasmin Gauryam
Rason Mukha Kalapadayata Muchitena
Rason Mukha Kalapadayata Muchitena
Udipita smararujam vrajavrit vadunam
Udipita smararujam vrajavrit vadunam
Artura harishyati shiro danada nugasya
Artura harishyati shiro danada nugasya
Okay, word for word meaning.
字对字
Kridan
Kridan 从事他的娱乐活动时
Vane
Vane 在文达文的森林里
Nishi
Nishi 晚上的
Nishakara
Nishakara 月亮
Rasmigoryam
Rasmigoryam 白色的月光
Rasa Unmukha
Rasa Unmukha 想和谁共舞
Kalapadayata.
Kalapadayata. 翻译甜美的歌曲。
Muchitena.
Muchitena. 悠扬的音乐。
Udipita.
Udipita. 唤醒。
Smararujam.
Smararujam. 性欲。
Brajabrit.
Brajabrit. Braja 之地的居民。
Vadunam.
Vadunam. 妻子们的。
Artu.
Artu. 俘虏者的。
Harishati.
Harishati. 要回减。
Shira.
Shira. 头颅。
Danad Anugasya.
Danad Anugasya. 富有的。Kuvera 的追随者的。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文：至尊主在稳达文森林中从事跳 Rasa 舞的娱乐活动时，用甜美的歌声激起了稳达文居民妻子们的性欲。富有的天堂私库 Kuvera 的追随者，名叫。Shankachuda 的恶魔绑架了这些年轻的女士，至尊主把恶魔的头砍了下来。要旨：我们要留意这节诗仍是 Brahma 正在对 Narada 描述至尊主的活动，他在给 Narada 讲述将来在主 Krishna 显现期间要发生的事。伟大的奉献者能看到过去、现在和未来，因此知道至尊主从事的娱乐活动。Brahma 作为他们其中的预言，预言了将来要发生的事。至尊主杀死 Shankachuda 是在跳完 Rasa Lila 以后，而不是在跳 Rasa 舞的同时。在前面的世界中，我们也看到同一节诗中描述了至尊主扑灭森林大火和惩罚卡利亚毒蛇这两件事。同样，这节诗描述了至尊主跳 Rasa 舞和杀死 Shankachuta 这两个娱乐活动。结论是 Brahma 对 Narada 预言了这一切之后，所有的事情都会陆续发生。 Shankachuta 是Falaguna 月里，至尊主在 Holika 从事娱乐活动期间被杀死的。在印度，直到现在，人们在每年庆祝春天到来的节日 Holi 上，都会在至尊主于 Holika 从事娱乐活动的前一天焚烧 Shankachuta 的烧像，作为纪念。经典中的一般都会预言至尊主将来的显现活动以及他的化身，是了解权威经典中的描述这些情况中的人不会受假化身的欺骗。译文：至尊主在稳达文森林中的从事跳 Rasa 舞的娱乐活动时，用甜美的歌声激起了稳达文居民妻子们的性欲。富有的天堂私库 Kuriva 的追随者名叫 Shankachuta 的恶魔绑架了这些年轻的女士，至尊主把恶魔的头砍了下来。
Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Janatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namahum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashachade Shatarine Shri Chaitanya Manu Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakaupatarubhyacha Kripa Sindubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So you will continue hearing Lord Brahma describing very in summarily describing the pastimes of the Lord in the material world.
So 我们继续在聆听主 Brahma 他在向 Narada 讲述他主在物质世界的一些逍遥时光。
So here, according to Srila Prabhupada, it seems that is mixing two particular pastimes that happen in different timings.
那么根据舒尔爸爸对我们的解释呢，那我们就知道是这些逍遥时光，因为它们发生在不同的时间，是被混起来说的。
It's possible because Lord Brahma, it certainly can happen because Lord Brahma sees the pastimes of Lord Krishna every day. So many things happening in every day of his life that he may combine different personalities in one pastime.
所以呢，这是有可能发生的，因为在主的Brahma 他的一天之中呢，会发生很多很多的事情。所以呢，主 Brahma 又看到了很多，所以他有可能呢是会把不同的人物都把它混合在了一个逍遥时光里面。
And Krishna performs his Vrindavan pastimes every day in every day of Lord Brahma.
而主 Krishna 在主 Brahma 的每天之中都会上演他在稳达稳的逍遥时光。
For us, it's after many, many billions of years that Krishna is going to come back again. But in the life of Brahma, it's just every day.
那对于我们来说呢，可能要等好几亿万年的时间之后，主 Krishna 才会再次回来。但对于主 Brahma 来说呢，Krishna 却是每天都在发生着他的逍遥时光。
Elsewhere also Srila Prabhupada mentioned that sometimes the pastimes are not exactly in the same chronological order as we have it in the ten cant of Srimad Bhagavatam for this particular Kali Yuga.
那么舍勒爸爸在圣典波教法上的其他地方呢，他也告诉了我们，那么就是就所有的这些逍遥时光，它并不是按照一个年代的顺序而发生的，并不是像是在这个圣典波迦瓦坛的第十篇里面所给我们讲述的，在卡利年代所发生的这样的一个顺序那样发生的。
For instance, Shukadeva Goswami, when describing the pastimes of the Lord, either his incarnations or in his original form, Shukadeva Goswami sometimes relates.Different things that happen in different pastimes.
那比如说，当 Shukadeva Goswami 他在给我们讲述主的化身或者是主的这些形象的时候呢，那他就会给我们描述在不同的时代的时候主的不同的逍遥的时光发生的故事。
So we should never think there are mistakes in Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么所以呢，我们不应该认为在圣典波迦瓦坛里面可能会有任何的错误。
Or Srila Prabhupada made a mistake, or the previous acharyas made some mistake in narrating the pastime. There is no such things as mistakes in the narrations of Bhagavatam or the commentaries of great acharyas like Srila Prabhupada.
或者有的时候，或者我们可能会觉得是不是 Srila Prabhupada 或者是这些伟大的 acharya 们。当他们在描述这个圣典波迦瓦坛的时候，或者在跟我们进行评述的时候，由于这些逍遥时光的这些时间的这些混淆，让我们觉得好像他们是不是出错了？但是千万不要这么想，因为在圣典波迦瓦坛的所有的这些描述的过程中，圣人是不会出错的。Yes, yes, I'm here. I'm just finishing. Yes, I'm here now. 阿叔
，Yes,
阿叔
I'm here. Yes.
Yes.Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
So the So they, we because we see here is it seems that the gopis were kidnapped by Shankarshuddha, but in the pastimes that we have in the 10th canto, as Srila Prabhupada described, the pastime of Shankarshuddha happened earlier.
那在今天的这节诗的描述里面呢, 我们看到了是, 香卡丘特恶魔, 他绑架了勾皮们, 但是在圣典波加瓦坛第十篇的这个描述中呢, 我们好像是在故事的前面的这个部分呢, 就听到了香卡丘特的出现了。
So there is no real chronological order in the stories of Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam. It's not a book of stories, Srimad Bhagavatam, where there is a chronological, a very clear chronological order.
圣典伯加瓦坛它并不是一本故事书，所以呢，圣典伯加瓦坛在描述 Krishna 的逍遥时光的时候呢，它并不是根据一个年代的顺序来描述的。
So sometimes can be a story from one age, from one particular Kali Yuga, and mixed with a story from another particular Kali Yuga.
所以说呢，它这个故事有的时候呢是发生在一个卡利年代的时候，那么另，那么它，然后呢，它可能就会和另外一个年代里面所发生的故事相混淆在一起。Because
there is no really sometimes there is, but it does not need to be a chronological historical order or historical chronological order.
因为呢，其实不需要有这个历史的年代的顺序的这样的记载。But
oftentimes there is a chronological order.
但是呢，大部分的时候呢，还是有这个年代的顺序的。But
we should not feel, oh, there is a mistake here. It's not the same thing as happened in the 10th canto. Why Lord Brahma is saying like that? Seems like a mistake. No, there is no mistake.
但是呢，当我们看到这儿和《圣典波加瓦坛》第十篇中所发生的这个信息不一样的时候，那我们不应该想，哎呀，这出错了。那为什么这个主 Brahma 他说的不一样呢？这是错的。那这个我们是不应该这么想的，因为没有错。Here
also, we see that Krishna engaged in the pastime of the rasa dance, and Lord Brahma described to enliven the sexual desires of the wives of the inhabitants of Vrindavan by very sweet and melodious songs.
那么这边还说呢，就主 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 所上演的这个 rasa 之舞的这个逍遥时光。 通过他的美妙的歌声激起了稳大的居民妻子们的性欲。So
we should not think this in terms of mundane sexual desires.
所以呢，我们可不能把它给认为是世俗的性欲。The
gopis had a strong desire to be with Krishna.
勾皮们有非常强烈的愿望想和 Krishna 在一起。
Because their attraction for Krishna is so intense.
因为他们对 Krishna 的，就是 Krishna 对他的这个吸引是非常非常的强烈的。But
they want to be with Krishna for Krishna's pleasure.
但是呢，他们是为了要让 Krishna 开心，才想和 Krishna 在一起的。
So they want just to have opportunity to please Krishna by their dance, by being nicely dressed, by speaking or singing very nicely. They want to please Krishna. It's always what is in their hearts.
为了在他们的内心里边呢，他们就在想，如果要是能够和 Krishna 一起翩翩起舞，然后能够为 Krishna 装打扮的非常的漂亮，穿上漂亮的衣服。 那么这些呢，就能够让 Krishna 开心。
If the gopis dress very beautifully and paint their faces very beautiful and look very attractive, it's only for the purpose of pleasing Krishna.
如果是勾皮们穿着美丽的衣裳，然后脸上呢也装扮着漂亮的化妆品，那他做这件事情的唯一的目的就是为了让 Krishna 高兴。
And Krishna, in order to reciprocate with them, he also acts in many different ways in order to please them.
那么 Krishna 呢，也会通过各种各样的方式来让这些 Gopi 们开心，以此给他们回应。
So there is a very strong attraction between the Gopis and Krishna.
所以说呢，在 Gopi 和 Krishna 之间呢，是有非常强烈的吸引的。
And this is reflected in the material world. There is a strong attraction between male and female bodies.
那这在物质世界的这种折射呢，就是男性跟女性之间的身体上的非常强烈的吸引。
But oftentimes that attraction is perverted.
但是大部分的时候呢，这样的这个吸引呢，它是被扭曲了的。
Because it's very, very self-centered, very selfish.
因为这样的这种吸引呢，是非常的以自我为中心的，是很自私的。
Women mix with female mix with male in order to satisfy their own material desires.
那么这个女子和男子相混合在一起，只是为了要去满足他们自己的物质上的愿望。
That's why we see more often nowadays in modern society, if other person does not give enough pleasure, so we give up that connection with that person because it does not give me enough pleasure.
所以就为什么在现代社会，所以就为什么在现代社会我们会看见一个现象，就是如果你要是跟这个人的这个相处不开心不高兴的话，我们就和他断交了。原因是因为在跟他的这个相处的过程中，我没有得到太多的快乐。
So everybody thinks about their own selfish interest.
所以每个人想的都是自己的非常自私自利的那些利益。
So if their senses are not satisfied in a particular relationship, they drop it.
所以当他们在一个特定的关系中没有办法使自己的感官得到满足的话呢，他就会断绝这段关系。
But this is not the relationship between the Gopis and Krishna.
但这个和 Gopi 和 Krishna 之间的关系是不一样的。
The Gopi said, "You may broken our hearts by being absent from us, or you may press us in your embrace, you may struggle us in your embrace, either in separation or in presence, you are always our worshipful Lord.
那么狗比姑娘她会说，你会由于离开我们而使我们的心碎，那你有可能呢会紧紧的拥抱我而让我无法喘气，但无论你的临在还是不在，那你永远都是我的主。
If he handles me roughly by his embrace, or makes me broken-hearted by not being present with me, he's still my worshipable Lord in any condition.
无论在任何一个条件下，无论你是让我因为拥抱我而使我喘不过气，或者你把我给这个抛弃。但无论在怎样这种情况下，你都是我崇拜的主。
So it's what Krishna wants. It's not what they want. It's what Krishna wants.
对呢，这个是基于 Krishna 想要的，而并不是 Gopi 们想要的。
They have no separated desires. They don't desire anything that is not for Krishna's pleasure.
所以 Gopi 们他们除了要让 Krishna 高兴这件事情之外，他们不会再有任何其他的愿望了。
In the material world, there is no such selfless relationship, rarely found in this material world.
但是在这个物质世界里面，就非常的罕见的能够发现这样的完全无私的关系了。
The closest type of selfless relationship we can find in the material world is a loving relationship of a mother for a child.
在这个物质世界，我们能够找到的最接近的无私的爱的关系是母亲对孩子的爱。
Because no matter what the child what if the child stays with the mother, if the child is grateful or not, the mother always wants to please the child.
因为无论这个孩子他怎么去对妈妈，无论他对妈妈是表达了感激之心也好，还是没有这样也罢，那么这个妈妈呢，她总是不离不弃的和孩子在一起。
Sometimes children grow up and very ungratefully they go away and they leave their parents. But the mother never stops loving their children, even if their children neglect them.
有的时候呢，孩子长大了以后呢，就会离家出走，孩子也不会再去理这个理睬父母了，但是妈妈永远都在想着孩子。
But he's not completely selfless.
但是呢，他也依然不是完全的无私的。
And certainly is not perfect because it's a temporary relationship.
那毫无疑问，他也不是完美的，因为他只是一个短暂而临时的关系。
It's based on temporary material bodies.
因为它是基于我们的短暂临时的躯体而产生的关系。
Where this relationship between the gopis and Krishna is pure and spiritual.
但是呢 ,Gopi 和Krishna 他们之间的关系呢是纯粹的而且是灵性的。
Is eternal.
而且是永恒的。
Always, is always present. They never give up the object of their love. Never, 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 for no reason.
所以呢，他们永远都是对他是这样的爱的。他从来都不会由于任何的一个原因而放弃他们的这个爱的对象。
Srila Prabhupada also mentions that this appearance and activities of the Lord are described by the previous acharyas, like in this case by Lord Brahma to Narada Muni.Is also to make us understand who are those incarnations, so we don't accept any so-called incarnation just coming out of a corner, like so many are proclaiming today, and we will not get distracted by this so-called incarnation and accept them.
像舒拉爸爸也给我们描述了，那么在这个。就是这个 Acharya 们或者是这些主 Brahma 他之所以会描述主 Krishna 他在这些这个逍遥活动中的显现以及这些活动的原因呢，是为了要让我们不会去相信那些突然从角落中蹦出来的自称为他是一个主的化身的这样的人。
Because all incarnations of the Lord they are all foretold in the scriptures previously to their appearance.
因为呢，就是所有的主的这些化身在经典里面都是被预言了的。
And sometimes described in great detail.
而且有的时候呢，他们的显现是非常详细的被描述了的。
They sometimes even mention the names of would be their parents, which place they are going to take birth.
甚至于有的时候呢，关于他们的父母亲的名字以及他们的出生地都会描述得很详细。
So in this way, we should not be, cheated by these so-called incarnations of those who pose themselves to be incarnations of the Lord.
所以这样一来呢，我们就不会被那些自诩为是主的化身的人的话语所欺骗。
Okay, we read the next verse and purport, 34 and 35.
我们现在接着读第34和第35世节。译文和要旨，所有邪恶的人物，包括 Palamba、Danuka、Baka、Kesi、Arishita、Chanur、Mushtika、Kuvalaya、Pida 大象、Kansa、Yavana、Narakasura、Panjoka、Dashajangshalava、猴子 Duvida, Barvala, Dantavaka, 七头公牛 Sambar, Virurata, Suar,
以及伟大的武士 Kamboja、Matsya、Guru、Vijaya 和Kayaka 等等，都直接与主 Hari 或与 Baladev、Arjuna、Bhima 等代表他的人英勇作战。而这些被杀死的恶魔不是进入至尊主不具人格特征的梵光 Brahmajyoti， 就是进入了他在瓦昆塔星球中的住所。要知物质世界和灵性世界中的一切展示都是主 Krishna 各种力量的显现。人格守神 Baladeva 是主 Krishna 本人的直接扩展， Bhima、 Arjuna 等是他的亲密同伴。至尊主无论何时显现都会与他所有的同伴及能量一起出现。因此叛逆的灵魂，如这节诗里提到的 Alamba 等恶魔和邪恶的人，不是被至尊主亲自杀死，就是被至尊主的同伴杀死。所有这些事件在第十篇中都将有清楚的解释。但我们要知道，上述所有被杀死的生物体都会得到解脱，不是融入至尊主的梵光，便是获准进入至尊主被称为瓦昆塔星球的住所。在有关这一点， Bhishma Deva 已经做了解释。第一篇，所有参加 Kurukshetra 战役的人，或者与至尊主本人及 Baladeva 等作战的人，都会获得按死亡时的心态去某个新灵性存在的好处。承认至尊主的人会进入瓦昆塔的星球，认为至尊主只是个强而有力的生物体的人会得到解脱。融入至尊主非人格梵光的灵性存在，无论如何，他们每一个人都会从物质存在中被释放出来。既然扮演与至尊主为敌的角色的人都能够获得这样的利益，那我们可以想象一下，那些在与至尊主的超然关系中虔诚侍奉他的人会有什么样的地位。译文，所有邪恶的人物包括 Palamba、 Dainuka、 Baka、 Keshi、 Arishita、 Chanur、 Mushtika、Kuvalaya Pikta 大象、 Kansa、 Yavana、 Naraka Surua、 Panchaka、 Dasha Jansha Leva、 猴子 Duvida、 Barvala、 Dantavaka 七头公牛、 Sambar、 Vidurata、 Rar 以及伟大的武士 Kamboja、Matsya、 Kuru、Sunjaya 和 Kaikaya 等等，都直接与主 Hai 或与 Baladeva、 Arjuna、 Bhima 等代表他的人勇敢作战、奋勇作战。而这些被杀死的恶魔不是进入了至尊主不具人格特征的梵光 Brahmajyoti，就是进入了他在瓦昆塔星球中的住所。他说
These are different demons that Krishna either chastised or killed in his pastimes when he came this last Dwapara Yuga.
那么在过去的这个 Dwapara 年代里面呢，刚才所提到的所有的这些人物都是 Krishna 或者惩罚或者杀死的恶魔们。
Krishna has no enemies.
Krishna 他没有任何的敌人。
But the individual souls in their rebellion against Krishna, they can become so envious to the point of feeling hatred for Krishna.
但是呢，就是具体的这些个体的这些人物们，由于呢他们对 Krishna 的这种反叛的叛逆的这种心态，使得他们对 Krishna 具有不同的嫉妒的心态。
So because of their envy, their hatred, they develop demonic qualities.
那就是由于他们的憎恨以及他们的嫉妒，使得他们培养，使他们产生了这种恶魔的品质。
And Krishna comes, when Krishna comes, because this people who act or oppose themselves as demons, they create great disturbance in society to the pious people, to the pious devotees. So when Krishna comes, Krishna has to annihilate them.
是这些恶魔，他们会给这些虔诚的人呢，这个造成很大的这种搅扰，使得 Krishna 他就来了以后，他就必须要去斩杀这些恶魔。
But the demons are also Krishna's children.
但是这些恶魔他们也是 Krishna 的孩子。
They're all spiritual souls.
他们也都是灵性的灵魂。
So it seems terrible how the Lord kills these children, even though they behave like demons. Why he kills them? If it's their children, it does not seem well.
所以那些看起来好像有点可怕，因为既然这些恶魔都是 Krishna 的孩子，虽然他们不听话不乖，但是为什么 Krishna 要杀死自己的孩子们呢？
The thing is that Krishna's killing is not ordinary killing.
这个问题就在于 Krishna 的杀戮，它并不是一个普通的杀戮。
First of all, the soul can never be killed.
首先呢，灵魂是不可能被杀的。
So what is killed is their material bodies that are not them anyway.
所以说呢，杀死的是他们的物质的躯体，所以这个物质的躯体并不是他们本人。
But by giving them this punishment, by killing them, he gives them great mercy.
但是呢，实际上的这个杀死他们是 Krishna 给予他们的巨大的仁慈。
If they, in the process of being killed by the Lord, eventually recognize the Lord, so they can be promoted to Vaikuntha planets.
如果他们要是被 Krishna 所杀，而且他最终能够认出他是主的话，那他们就能够被提升到瓦昆塔的星宿。
Those who don't recognize him as the Supreme Lord at least attain liberation from material existence.
那么那些能够承认他是至尊主的人呢，那么他们就能够得到从物质的存在中解脱的救赎。
So Krishna frees them from their abominable material body.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就把他们从他们的这个非常的令人厌恶的物质的躯体中给解救了出来。
So even if a person out of the enmity wants to fight against the Lord still gives that person mercy.
对人他可能出于敌意想和主打仗的这些人。主也依然会把仁慈给予他们。
So Krishna is kind with every living entity, even those who pose as his enemies.
那么所以 Krishna 呢，他其实是对每一个生物体都是非常的仁慈的，即使是那些反对他的以敌人的身份出现的人。
So even though they are very demonic, their behavior is horrible and they want to defy the Lord or even fight against the Lord, still the Lord gives them mercy.
所以呢，虽然他们非常的邪恶，而且呢，他们要是和就是一心想着要跟主打仗，并且他们真的和主打了起来，但是即便是这样，主依然还是会把仁慈给予他们。
This shows that the Lord is always kind.
这里面就显现的是主他总是非常的仁慈的。
And also these demons that the Lord kills in the pastimes in Vrindavan, they are very fortunate demons because they give pleasure to the Lord by coming and trying to fight with the Lord, because the Lord sometimes have this desire, personal desire, to have a good fight, and they give that opportunity to the Lord to have a good fight against them.
而且这些恶魔呢，都是主在稳搭稳杀死的恶魔。那么所有的这些恶魔呢，都是非常的幸运的。由于呢，他们有这个机会来到稳搭稳和主来对打。因为 Krishna 他有的时候呢是有这样的愿望，希望能够好好的痛打一仗的。
So he gives them a very special mercy.
所以呢，就通过这样的方式呢，就给了这些恶魔们非常特别的仁慈。
Because they please him. They please him by their fighting spirit, by fighting in a very aggressive way that the Lord can also show his prowess in fighting, and the Lord feels very pleased.
因为呢，他们可以通过这种极具攻击性的和主的这种对打，使主呢也有机会能够显示他的神勇。那么这样的一来呢，就使这个主呢也通过这样的打仗呢变得很开心。
So we may ask, or we may say, we may argue, so if the demons can please the Lord by their demonic nature, by their enmity towards the Lord, why I should endeavor to be a devotee and follow so many principles and so many regulations and do so many things? It is just, if I am an enemy, the Lord also becomes pleased with me.
那我们可能就会问这样一个问题了，那既然这些恶魔他以这种敌对的心态然后和主对打的这样的方式都能够让主开心，都能够取悦他的话，那我为什么还要这么费劲的进行这个修行，然后我还要遵守所有的这些规范原则，然后呢去做所有这些事情呢？那干脆我也就成为主的敌人，然后最后他也能够把他的仁慈给我呢。
Well, first of all, these demons, they are not ordinary demons.
那么首先呢，这些恶魔他们并不是普通的恶魔。
Means in previous lives there are already some connection with devotional service, but per a day.Some they commit offenses, they did something wrong, offend devotees, and because of that thing, that offense, they were forced to take a birth of a demon.
也就意味着在他们之前的前世呢，其实已经和这个奉献服务有了很大的这种连接，但是呢，在某个阶段，他可能做了一些冒犯，他冒犯了奉献者，使得他成了这一世的恶魔。
嗯。And so they are very fortunate to come in a situation where they could meet the Lord face to face and be killed by the Lord. So this is a very extraordinary mercy.
但是呢，他们特别的幸运的是呢，能够有机会能够面对面的见到主，并且呢被主亲自所杀。这个对于他们来说是一个非常的不可思议的超凡的仁慈。
But to these demons that the Lord kills,He does not give them Krishna Bhakti, Prema Bhakti, does not give pure love.
但是这些被主 Krishna 所杀死的这些恶魔们，他们是得不到Prema Bhakti 的，他们是没有办法得到纯粹的爱的。
Means they can be liberated from material existence, but that type of liberation is impersonal liberation.
也就意味着他们能够得到从物质存在的解脱。但是这样的解脱呢，是非人格的解脱。
Of course, for many people, that type of liberation would be already a wonderful gift, because many people, many spiritualists, they want to achieve that type of liberation, just to be free from material existence.
但是呢，对于大部分的人来说呢，这样的成果已经是一个非常巨大的一个成果了，已经是非常好的一种解脱了，只是从这个物质的存在中解脱出来。因为很多人他想的只是要得到这个物质的存在的解脱，他没有想要别的。
So it's already an extraordinary achievement to become free from material existence, to become free from the pains of birth, death, old age, and disease. Oh, so wonderful.
所以呢，如果是能够摆脱物质的存在，然后能够摆脱 生老病死之苦，那这已经是一个非常的卓越超凡的成就了，太美了。
So it's a great achievement.
对的，这是一个很大的成就。
And that achievement can be obtained simply by becoming the enemy of the Lord and be killed by the Lord.
那么这样的成就呢，就仅仅的可以通过成为主的敌人，然后被主所杀而得到。
So we can imagine how much benefit receive those who approach the Lord in love and devotion.
所以说呢，我们可以去想象一下那些在爱和奉爱之情中去接近主，他能够得到多么大的益处。
Yes, to be liberated is great, but it's nothing compared with achieving love, a intimate loving connection with the Lord and His devotees.
没错，得到解脱是非常的美好的一件事情，但是呢，和就是主之间有着这种爱的关系，以及和主的奉献者之间有爱的关系的连接来比，那它真的是微不足道了。
This is much much higher, cannot be compared with liberation.
对，这个是非常非常非常高的，它和解脱是没有办法相比的。
And those who develop love for the Lord, develop a loving transcendental service for the Lord, they automaticallyachieve liberation without even hankering for it.
那么那些我为主做这个超然的爱心服务的人，那些得到了主的爱的人，就是那些得到了爱主的这个超然爱心服务的人，那他其实也就自动的得到了解脱，他连想都不用想这件事情就自动的得到了。
So the point is, yes, the Lord is always kind.And even kind to those who pose themselves as his enemies. The Lord always gives them his kindness. He has affection for them. He gives them something that they hanker for.
所以呢，这个结论就是主他是永善的。那么即便是那些以这个敌人的这个身份来攻击他的人，那他对他们也是非常的仁善的。
But to his devotees, to those who want to love him, the Lord gives himself to them.
但是呢，那些主的奉献者，那些爱主的人，主会把他自己本人给予他们。
People in this world are very attached to the Lord's opulences.
那么在这个世界的人们呢，非常的依附于主的富裕。
They want to become wealthy, they want to become powerful, they want to become famous, they want to become learned. Everybody wants to get some opulence.
那每个人呢，都想要不然就变得富有，要不然就变得非常的强大，要不然就变得很有吸引力，或者是变得很博学。所以每个人他总是想要得到一些什么。
So Krishna gives them, you know, if they endeavor to achieve these opulences, Krishna gives them these opulences.
所以呢，为了要让大家能够得到这些富裕，所以呢 ，Krishna 就会把这些富裕给予大家。
And if they want to become liberated from material existence, Krishna also can give them that.
那如果他们要是想要从物质存在中得到解脱的话 ，Krishna 依然也会把这个赐予给他们。
But Krishna only gives himself to those who want to approach him in love and devotion.
但是呢 ，Krishna 只会把他自己本人给予那些在爱和奉爱之情中接近他的人。
So this is that because the attitude of devotee is just want to serve the Lord, to please the Lord.
那么所以说，这是。那样一种态度就是那样的奉献者，因为这个奉献者呢，他只是想要去服务主。
They don't want anything in return.
那么，而且这样在想要服务主的这些奉献者们呢，他们不想有任何的回报。
They just want to have more and more opportunities to serve, to please the Lord.
他们是希望能够有越来越多的机会能够去服务，能够取悦主。
So in this way, the Lord, even if a person is still affected by demonic tendencies, envy, jealousy, and greed, and lust, all this enemy is still disturbing the heart of a devotee. Krishna eliminates those things very, very easily. He kills all these demonic tendencies by offering himself to the devotee in love.
所以呢，作为一位奉献者，也许可能在他内心中呢，还是有一些像是什么色欲呀、愤怒啊、贪婪呐、这些这个恶魔的这些倾向和心态。但是呢，由于他是怀着爱去接近 Krishna 的，所以呢 ，Krishna 就会通过把他自己给予他们，而使他们内心的这些恶魔的心态被清除殆尽。
We saw how Krishna dealt with Putana.
那我们也可以看到 Krishna 他是如何对应 Putana 的。
Because Putana had already offered a loving affection to the Lord in her previous life.
因为在之前的这个生世中的 Putana 他已经向 Krishna 展现了他的爱和深情。
But then he became very angry, very envious with the Lord, so he had to take that form of a demon.
但是后来呢，他又对 Krishna 对主很愤怒，也很嫉妒，所以说他才变成了恶魔的这个形态。
So the Lord took in consideration the loving service, the loving attitude of Putana in her previous life.
但是主呢，还想着 Putana 在之前所为他做的满怀着爱的服务。
And then when she became Putana, she had some little affection for the Lord. She wanted to breastfeed the Lord, even though her demonic tendencies was so heavy, so powerful that she wanted, at the same time, wanted to destroy that child by putting poison in her breast. Even though some slight desire to serve the Lord was there.
那当他成为 Putana 之后呢？在他内心中还是对主有一种些许的情感，然后呢，所以他才想要为主喝奶，但是呢，他内心中又有非常强的这个恶魔的心态，所以说呢，他又把这个奶里面混合了这个毒汁，然后从而呢把 Krishna 给毒死。
So Krishna.He saw only that little flame of devotion, of love in the heart of Putana, and this is what it took more in consideration.
但是 Krishna 他所看到的呢，他所想的更多的是在 Putana 的内心中的那一点点的满怀着爱和奉爱的那个小火苗。
Yes, he had to kill her because she was a demon. She was creating disturbance to the devotee. So he has to kill her. But he killed her by sucking her life air while he was sucking the milk, but also gave her a liberation in, gave her a position in the spiritual world similar to Mother Yashoda, where he could offer him motherly affection.
那么由于 Putana 呢，他是一个恶魔，所以说呢，他给所有的这些村民们都造成了巨大的打扰，以至于 Krishna 就一定要杀死他。但是他杀死他的这种方式呢，是通过在吮吸他的乳汁的时候吸走了他的生命之气，然后以这样的方式呢，赐予了他解脱，而且呢，给了他在这个灵性世界的。相当于亚修达妈妈一样的这样的灵性的解脱的原因，就是由于 Krishna 看到了他的母爱的情深。
So while we performing devotional service, certainly most of us are still very much affected by certain demonic tendencies are still there in our hearts because we are.Kali Yuga people, you know, not qualified. We have so many demonic tendencies in our hearts. But if you sincere try to serve Krishna and his devotees, Krishna certainly is going to deal with our demons, he's going to kill our demons, but he's going to accept our devotional service and going to make us successful.
那么由于我们呢确实是卡利年代的人，所以在我们的内心中呢有很多恶魔的心态。虽然我们在为 Krishna 做奉献服务，但是呢Krishna 因为他看到了我们的这种奉爱之情，所以说在我们在做这个服务的时候呢，他就会杀掉我们内心中的这些恶魔的心态。
But we have to show Krishna that we sincerely want to please him.
但是呢，我们必须要让 Krishna 展示的是，我们真的想要让他开心。
We should try our best to dedicate ourselves to his loving service and the loving service of his devotees.
那我们要非常的努力的去为 Krishna 以及他的奉献者去做我们的满怀着爱的奉献服务。
When Krishna sees that intensity, that sincerity in our purpose, Krishna very kindly will kill our demonic nature.
当 Krishna 他看到了我们的非常真诚的愿望的时候，这种目的的时候，意图的时候呢，那他就会很仁慈的杀死我们内心中的这些恶魔。
That's our anarthas, our unwanted things are like demons.
那么这些都是我们内心中的 anarthas, 都是不想要的东西，都是我们在内心中的恶魔们。
Desires that are opposed to the Lord.
那么这些呢都是和主对立的那些欲望。
So Krishna will kill all these demonic desires.
所以 Krishna 呢他会杀死所有的这些充满了恶魔就是要杀死所有这些恶魔般的欲望。
And when Krishna destroyed these demonic things in our hearts, then our progress in spiritual life will go very fast, and very very soon we'll find ourselves at Krishna's lotus feet in the spiritual world.
那么当 Krishna 他拿走了我们所有这些恶魔的欲望的心态的时候呢，我们就会非常快的在灵性上取得进步。而且很快的话，我们就会发现我们已经在 Krishna 的莲花足下了。
In one lifetime, this can be done.
一世就可以得到成就。
Krishna can take care of all our little demons and big demons in our hearts and can bring us to his lotus feet if you sincerely desire to please him.
如果我们要是非常真诚的有很好的愿望的要去取悦主的话，那么主呢 Krishna 他就会杀死在我们内心中的这些大小恶魔，然后从而让我们很快的能够来到他的莲花足旁。
And the best way to please Krishna is by serving his dear devotees.
最好的让 Krishna 开心的方式就是服务他的可爱的亲爱的奉献者们。
So there is great hope for us.
对于我们来说呢，还是很有希望的。
And we should remain always very hopeful, even sometimes we feel so much affected by our demons.
对呢，我们总是要满怀着信心，要总是要非常的充满了希望，即便有的时候呢，我们是非常的被我们内心中的这些恶魔所影响的。
Krishna is there. Krishna is there, and Krishna is eager to help us.
Krishna 就在那儿。Krishna 他非常的渴望着想要帮助我们。
Krishna helps the demons. What to speak of those who are trying to serve him?
Krishna 他连恶魔都会帮助，就更不要说努力的想要去服务他的人了。
So we are very fortunate.
所以我们是非常的幸运的。
Because by the mercy of Krishna's pure devotees, like Srila Prabhupada, we have given this opportunity to learn how to serve Krishna, even if just a little bit.
因为在 Krishna 的以及他的纯粹的奉献者，在 Srila Prabhupada 的仁慈之下呢，使得我们得到了一个机会，去学着如何服务他，服务 Krishna.
So okay, we stop here.And if there is any question or comments,
yeah. 那我们的讲课这一部分呢就到这儿，看大家有没有任何的问题和评述。Yes, Ashu, there were several questions from previous week.
Really?
Yeah. Let me see.
萨提曼姐，我们先看上个礼拜的问题哈。
They are there in the chat. You can see if you open
chat
window.
I'm here. I'm here. Okay. The first question is from Harivansa Prabhu. 我们先请阿叔解决上一周的问题哈。我们的生活工作是被 Krishna 照顾吗？还是不要祈祷 Krishna 照顾我们的生活？不曾生活好，不管生活好与不好，都是自己的业报。只要去服务和爱 Krishna 就好了。Prabhu asked, is that true, both our life and the jobs or works are protected or cared by Lord Krishna?
Our what?
Our job, our life, our daily life, and also,、
yeah.
and also our job. 还是有 or we need to pray to the Lord to take a good care of us. Or,doesn't matter if we have a nice life or not, we just consider that is our karma. We just go ahead to render service, render the loving service to the Lord.
That last one is ideal.
就是您说的这最后一句话是理想状态。
But we may not be at that platform yet, some of us.
但是呢，我们一些人到目前为止还没有达到这样的境界。
So it's nice to pray the Lord to put us in a situation where we don't feel so much material distress and you'll be able to remember Him and to be engaged in His service.
所以呢，我们如果是能够向主去祈祷，让请求主不要把我们放在一个太搅扰我们的一种状态，然后让我们能够。处在一种状态下能够更好地想起他能够更好地为他做服务。
But if our situation does not improve, and you can come to that realization that whatever situation we are in is always good for devotional service, and Krishna is always there, then that is wonderful.
但是如果我们的境况没有办法得到提升那然后呢我们又发展出了一种觉悟就是无论我们处在怎样的一种状态下都是可以服务主的而且呢我们都可以在这样的这种情况下去爱主的那如果是这样的话呢那是一个非常好的觉悟非常美妙的觉悟。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from 敬拜奉献说不我在做奉爱服务我又经常布施是不是因为找现在布施就修不到灵性天空，下一世还要受这个业报，也就是说，修习 Krishna 就不敢再做善施，因为还要受业报，永远修不到 Krishna 的灵性天空。I think because the last class you mentioned about giving the charity.Giving some, So this question refers to that one, related to that one. The devotee said that at this point, I am doing the devotional service, and at the same time, I'm also giving charity. So means that if right now, if I am giving the charity, then I cannot put myself in thesituation to, I know, if I continue to give the charity means I cannot make myself accomplished enough to go to the spiritual realm. And the next life, I will still suffer the karmic reaction from giving this charity. In another word, means that while I'm practicing the Krishna consciousness, then I dare not do anykind deed, or I cannot do any charities because I am bounded by that reaction. Then I will never go to the spiritual realm of the Lord.
Now, what we mentioned that once we are engaged in a loving service of the Lord.We don't need to perform this material charity.
那我们在那节课里面所提到的就是当我们在为 Krishna 在做这个爱心服务的时候呢，我们实际上是不需要再去从事一些物质的善事的。
We perform spiritual charity. We give them knowledge, give them prasadam. This is also charity, but it's spiritual charity because it benefits them spiritually, and this is very pleasing to Krishna.
那我们呢？会给这些人进行一些灵性上的布施，比如说我们就不会给他们钱，但是呢，我们会给他们一些知识，然后给他们一些这个 prasadam。那么因为这样的情况下呢，就可以把这个灵性的知识给予他们。那这么做呢，是非常的让 Krishna 欢喜的。
But what I explain is that sometimes there are circumstances where we don't have the opportunity to give spiritual charity to a person. By example, for instance, a beggar, really a beggar in the street, and you don't have prasad, we don't have anything else to relieve that person from their misery, you can give some donation, you can give some money, even though you are not obliged. You are not obliged because you are serving the Lord. But by giving that charity, that material charity to the poor beggar in that circumstance, makes your heart feel more soft. It softens your heart.
但是我在那节课里面我所要阐述的一个观点就是有的时候比如说当我们遇到了一位这个乞丐的时候，我们是没有办法把一些灵性上的布施给予他的，比如说我们没有布沙丹，我们当时也没有办法把知识给予他，但是我们为了要解救他当时的这种痛苦的状态呢，我们是可以给他一些布施的。虽然说因为我们现在服务主，我们并没有必要一定要去给这个乞丐以布施，但是为了要让我们的心变得柔软，我们可以去这么做。
It shows that we feel sorry for the person's suffering. We instead of analyzing, oh, this is the person's karma anyway. This is a very cold analysis. Even if is that a person's bad karma, certainly, still we should feel sorry for the person suffering. So if you don't have anything spiritual, prasadam, to give to them, at least give them some money.Yeah, it's nice.
所以呢，我们要对这个人呢，要展示我们的这种同情之心，而不是要想着，他之所以这么痛苦的原因呢，是由于他的这个业报所致。那这也许可能是事实，但如果我们要是这么想的话呢，就会让我们的心变得非常的冷酷，非常的硬。所以说，当我们遇到这样的人，由于我们可能当时没有菩萨的。这种情况下呢，我们就应该给他一些钱，以这样的方式来帮助他，这是很好的。
But this does not mean that it should be a rule that we should be invest ourselves in charitable activities in this world. It's not necessary. If you want to give really engage in charitable work for the benefits of others, better you buy many Prabhupada's books and distribute books to people. This is the best way. Or distribute prasadam. It's better to use our hard-earned money in doing charity that is spiritual beneficial to people instead of engaging in activities of charity. Because material charity, yes.In general, if you engage in material charity, you have to come back in order to receive the benefit of that. So what I gave was an exceptional cases.
但是呢，我们就是没有必要去遵守这样的一种规则，就是我要做善事，然后呢，我要去给这个世俗的这些人们去布施钱财。那么我们如果是有这个钱，我们要想要这种布施心的话，我们最好的方式就是把这些钱都换成Śrīla Prabhupāda的书，或者是换成 prasadam， 然后呢，把这些书籍和 prasadam 派给所有的这些需要帮助的人，因为这样的这种方式呢，对他们是最佳有利的。否则的话，那么如果我们要是以这个钱财的这个方式去进行这种布施物质的这种布施的话，那就像您说的这样，那我们下一世就一定还是会为这个布施而产生的这个业报回来，来这个还这个，来还掉这个业报。
So what we mentioned was in rare exception, just to not allow our hearts to become hard, we may give some donation to somebody if you don't have anything spiritual to give to the person.
所以说呢，就是关于给乞丐钱的这个例子呢，是我们讲的这种很特殊的这种情况，是遇到了这种我们没有灵性的这个东西给予的时候，然后又让我们的这个心不会变得很坚硬的这种情况下，会做出的一些在钱财上的布施。
The best way to invest our hard earned money is to broadcast Krishna consciousness, to give Krishna consciousness to people, because this is the highest charity.
那么其实最好的运用我们的方式，运用我们的钱的方式，就是能够去传播 Krishna 知觉，能够让更多的人能够了解 Krishna 知觉，因为这是最高的福祉，最高的福祉。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from Lalita Mataji, 顶拜咕噜的莲花族。那如果遇到职业行乞者，我们应该怎么对付呢？ Please accept my very humble obeisances. What about when we encounter the professional beggars? What to do?
If you know, if you're sure he is a professional beggar, don't give anything. Just say Hare Krishna.
那如果您要是真的确定他是一个职业的乞丐的话，那么就不用理他，只是跟他说一句 Hare Krishna 就好了。
Okay, Draupadi.
Yeah, Draupadi, 感恩阿叔甜美的讲课，顶拜您。中国自古以来盛行孝道文化，作为奉献者，众人对他们的所作所为也备受关注。赡养父母是儿女的职责，那给父母除了 prasadam， 他们也需要钱生活。那我们也不知道父母拿这份钱的其中的一部分买肉或者做罪恶的活动，我们总是小心谨慎的跟他们相处，甚至不想给他们钱。那这样怎么说呢？在他人看来我们做的不好，没有尽孝，我们该怎么办？Ashu, thank you very much for your beautiful lecture. And in China, showing the respect to the elders is very important part of the Chinese traditional culture. As a devotee, people around us are always watching us, watching our behaviors. Especially, they are criticizing on us about how do we treat our parents. For us, sometimes we only give the prasadam to the parents.But other than the prasadam, they also need some money for their daily life. We are not so sure what do they spend the money. We give it to them. They maybe use some of the money to buy the meat or do some other simple activities. I'm very carefully to be with them. Sometimes I don't even want to give the money to them. So what to do?Because if I'm not giving the money to them, I will get the criticism from the people around me because they will think I'm not a very good children. I'm not a very good child. So what to do?
Sometimes we have to do things that are not very proper in order to, so people do not criticize us and eventually we'll be able to appreciate what we do and listen to us later on.So we have to sometimes to do things that are not really necessary to do, but we do just to have, so the public opinion is not too negative.
那么有的时候呢，就是为了要让大众对我们不加以指责，所以我们就得做一些看似不是特别恰当的事情。那我们这么做呢，其实也是为了要跟大家交朋友。从而使得大家愿意去听我们之后会讲述的话语。
So sometimes it's better to give money, even knowing that they're going to buy things that certainly are not proper. But in order that people respect us and do not criticize us and they not judge us, then eventually you're going to have an opportunity and a window.By which we can introduce Krishna consciousness to them.
所以说呢，有的时候即便我们知道可能父母他们用这个钱不会去买一些恰当的东西，但是我们依然还是要把钱给他们，以此呢使得这个大众不会对我们进行太多的这种差评或者是指手画脚，然后而且可以通过这样的方式呢使我们得到一个窗口，然后通过这个窗口呢可以把 Krishna 知觉能够传播给他们。
So we have sometimes to see it, what can happen in the future and how much harm can cause to our desire to preach to our family and friends if you do something that is very criticized by them.
Could you say it again?
So sometimes it's better to think about the future, how much we can do in the future even if you do something that is not so beneficial for them now.
Okay. 但所以说我们有时候我们做事情呢是要未雨绸缪，就是我们可能现在做的这件事情哈，对于他们可能没有太大的益处，但是呢这个益处就是这件作为呢从远来着想呢是对他们是有很好的好处的。
So if you don't do these things and people turn away from you, then it's an opportunity that you have lost to impress them with some Krishna consciousness.
对，但是就是由于我们在最一开始的时候呢，做了在常人眼里面看着不恰当的这个事儿，使得把人家给吓跑了。那么人家一跑了以后呢，我们也就失去了一个向别人去讲述 Krishna 智觉的机会。
And after all, they are your parents, and they sacrifice so much for you in your childhood, and so you are certainly indebted to them. Okay, certainly the best way is to become a devotee because they're going to benefit, but they expect more than that. So it's nice to give money, even though you know. They are not making a good use, but because they appreciate you, they appreciate your behavior, and you're going to probably have opportunity one day to sit down with them and explain certain things and eventually even convince them that eating meat is not good for them.
而且呢，就是特别是他们是我们的父母，所以说呢，父母对我们有深深的养育之恩，所以我们本来呢是要很好的孝敬他们的。所以说呢，我们也还是应该把这个钱给予他们。而且从孝敬来说呢，我们因为是奉献者，所以说呢，对于这个家人来说呢，已经是有很好的益处了。但是呢，他们还希望能够有更多，就是比如说他们能够希望从我们这里得到一些钱财的这种支持。那我们可以这么做，然后慢慢的和他们有了这种好的关系之后呢，总有一天他们会坐下来，然后呢。有这种心思能够可以去听我们为他讲述 Krishna 知觉的益处。
Next, Aribamsa.
Aribamsa, 为什么之前的很多主的奉献者他们修行很高却不需要每天念诵十六到六十四圈呢？
Why many exalted devotees of the Lord in the previous time, I mean in the old days, they don't need to chant sixteen to sixty-four rounds a day.
Because they were always Krishna conscious.
因为他们总是处在 Krishna 知觉之中。
They're always thinking of Krishna.
他们总是在想着 Krishna.
They're always remembering Krishna.
而他们总是在记忆着 Krishna.
So even if external, they seem to not be chanting a certain number of rounds, they were always chanting the holy names within their hearts.
所以从外在来想，我们可能看着他并没有这个念诵主的名字，念诵多少多少圈，但在他的内心之中，他是时刻都在想着主的。
Yeah, we don't see Narada Muni flying around with a big bag.
我没有看见 Narada Muni 在飞行的各个去处的这个路上还拿着一个念珠袋。
But he's always glorifying the Lord.
但是他总是在荣耀着主。
For us practitioners, we have to do this type of of daily practice in order to develop some little attachment for the holy names of the Lord.
但是作为我们这些正在修习的人来说呢，我们就必须要做一些事情，然后通过这样的念诵呢，使我们每天都能够积攒一点对主的依恋之情。
So there is a minimum you should chant, a minimum you should chant so that eventually we, by that routine chanting, we're going to develop an attraction.
所以呢，我们就会有一个最少的念数的就是念诵的这个遍数，然后通过这个不断的这种念诵呢，使我们最终能够产生一些对主的吸引。
Okay, question from today.
Yeah, question from today. 说真正跑步，感谢阿叔，感谢 Dana Kelly， 还有 Sati Mataji。祝 Brahma 能遇见主的未来发生的逍遥时光，也能遇见我们的未来。既然我们的未来已经被注定了，为什么我们现在还要玩命努力呢？既然命运已经注定了。Thank you, Ashu. Since Lord Brahma can predict the future, can predict the pastime of the Lord happen in the future, and he also can predict the future of us.Well, since our future is already being fatedly arranged there, why we still need to be try all of this effort to practice this heart? Things,
yeah.
You know, is already being there.
But do you know what it predicts about you?
但是您知道您的命运到底是什么吗？就他是怎么说我们的这个命运呢？
Maybe predicts that you're going to struggle to practice and eventually you're going to become a pure devotee.
也许可能他的这个预言就是你会特别痛苦的修行，然后最终呢你会成为一个纯粹的奉献者。
Yeah, that you're going to have to undergo all these austerities in order to become a serious devotee.
所以呢，你为了要让自己成为一个非常的认真的奉献者，你就必须要经历所有的这些苦行。
I never heard that Lord Brahma can foretell every living entity's destiny.
那我没有听说主 Brahma 他可以预言所有的这些生物体的将来。
He foretells the pastimes of the Lord because they are there in the scriptures.
但他之所以会
it is based on his own. It's there. It's written in the scriptures.
Okay. 那他之所以能够预见这个，就是能够这个预言主的将来的这些逍遥时光呢，是由于这些都已经是写在经典里了。
Next question.
Rajendra Prabhu, 佛教梵歌第十七章第四节要旨中提到，非人格主义者处在善良形态中，崇拜五种形式的半神人，请问他们分别是谁？谢谢。In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 17, verse number 4, in the purport, it mentioned that the impersonalists, they are in the mode of goodness. They worship five forms of demigods. So I would like to know who are they? Five types of demigods.
It mentioned there. Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Chandra, and Sun God.
在这个要旨里面提到了他们崇拜的是主 Brahma.
You have to read the purport.
Indra, 还有天帝 Indra, 太阳神、月亮神。还有主希瓦，所以
just read the purport，
所以就读只读要旨就好了。Pushpa Shara Mataji， 你们阿叔，请问在 Kurukshetra 的战场上，双方交战，被 Krishna 一方正义的这一方杀死的战士得到了解脱，那么被敌方杀死的战士也会得到解脱吗？谢谢。Ashu, please accept my...
Wait. Going back to the previous question. We are not interested in worshipping demigods.
OK， 那对不起啊，我们再接着还回到刚才软真的跑步那个面题，那个问题，就是我们没兴趣去崇拜半神人。
We are not interested in going achieving just a mode of goodness.
而且呢，我们也没有任何的兴趣，只是让自己处于善良心态。
We want to transcend the modes of material nature.
那么我们希望能够超越物质自然的属性。
And our way to come, in order to transcend, we have to first become free from passion and ignorance, come to material goodness. And we achieve that by the process of devotional service.
但是呢，在我们在超越之前呢，我们首先呢，先要越过激情属性、愚昧属性，然后先要来到善良属性。那我们这么做，我们怎么做呢？我们需要通过从事奉献服务才能够做到。
But here is for people who are aiming, it's just explaining those who are attached to worship the demigods, they are elevating to the mode of goodness.
但是这里面所提到的呢，就是那些依附于崇拜半神人的人，他们会提升到善良心态。
Okay, Puspasara.
Puspasara's question is that in the Kurukshetra battle, the soldiers on Arjuna's side who has been killed get the liberation. What about the opponent's side? For those soldiers are killed, they also get the liberation. Thank you.
Yeah, they all got liberation from both sides because they were fighting a justified war and they all died doing their dharma fighting and moreover, they died in the presence of the Lord. Because they died in the presence of the Lord, they were all promoted to Vaikuntha.
Okay, 那么所有的这些被杀死的这些士兵们、战士们全部都得到了解脱。原因就是因为他们都参加的是这一场战争，而且他们都是为了 Dharma 而战，而且呢，他们都是在 Krishna 的面前死去的，所以呢，他们都去到了 Vaikuntha。
If Krishna was not present there just by fighting a justified war, they would have been promoted to the sun planet.
但如果要是 Krishna 没在那儿，他们只是为了作战而战作战的话呢，那他们就会被提升到太阳星系。
But because they died in the presence of the Lord, they were promoted to Vaikuntha.
但是由于呢，他们是在 Krishna 的眼前死去的，所以呢，他们就被提升到了 Vaikuntha。
This is the kindness of Krishna. Even though, just by his presence, they can die and go be promoted to Vaikuntha.
那么所以这个呢，就是 Krishna 的仁慈所在，就是由于他的临在，使得这些士兵被杀死，然后呢可以去到 Vaikuntha 的星宿。
Okay. Thank you very much for your questions.
那非常感谢大家的问题。
Thank you everybody for listening.
非常感谢大家的聆听。
A special thank you to Danakeli and Sati Mataji.
那也特别的感谢 Sati Mataji 和 Danakeli.
Special very tiring for Danakeli.
I'm sure there is a more question from Lalita Mataji.
Okay.
那么这个 Lalita Mataji 新来的一个问题哈，是顶拜 Guru Day 问一下有关。帕拉德的问题，帕拉德小的时候还在母腹中就接受到了纳尔达穆尼的灵性的教育，如果对现在处于母胎中的婴儿施于灵性教育也同样有效吗？ Please accept my very humble obeisances. This question is related with the Palad Maharaj. Because when Palad Maharaj in the womb of his mother, he accepted the spiritual instruction from Narada Muni. So for the baby who are in the womb of moms today, if they got this type of spiritual education, will get the same effect as Palad Maharaj?
Yeah. Yes, they can.
是的，可以的。
Of course, Palad Maharaj got a very special mercy because the person who trained him while he was in a womb was Narada Muni, who is a very exalted devotee.
但是呢，帕拉德马拉什他是非常的幸运的，因为呢，当他在妈妈的子宫里面，他就是给他施教的这个人是 Narada Muni， 那么那儿的牧尼呢，他是一位非常崇高的奉献者。
But we can help, we can help our babies before born by reading to them the Srimad Bhagavatam, let them hearing Srila Prabhupada bhajans, you know, like this. And it's very, very, very recommended, particularly after the 7 months. After the 7 months, when the consciousness is awakened, it's nice that the mother regularly reads the Bhagavatam and let them hear Srila Prabhupada bhajan, because the child within the womb receive this transcendental vibration.
那么这个当然当这个孩子在母亲的子宫里的时候呢，我们非常推荐做的一件事情就是向这个孩子阅读圣典波迦瓦坛，以及让他聆听希拉帕布帕的巴枕。特别是当这个孩子在这个7个月之后，因为他的这个意识已经开始恢复了，所以呢，如果要是能够让他听到圣典波迦瓦坛，听到希拉帕布的巴枕的话呢，就可以让他始终沉醉在这样的灵性的震动之中。
Is a duty of the parents to do that with their unborn, even to their children, even before they take birth.
那么所以这个呢，就是父母应该对他们的孩子所履行的职责。即便是这个孩子还没有生出来，还在子宫之中，父母就已经要对孩子去履行这样的职责了。
Okay, thank you.Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari 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 Bo.
Ashu ki jai. 外坤的知音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。我们非常非常的感谢阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们的精彩讲述以及对所有的问题的美妙的回答，非常非常的感恩大家的聆听。谢谢萨提玛拉吉为我们安排的这么好的平台，然后也非常的感恩我们能够荣幸的有这样进行直播了。那祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常非常美妙的温暖的周日。Hare Krishna。